The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm journalist and beauty obsessive Mara Schiavocampo. Today on The Trend Reporter, what is loungewear for your face?
Products that are really just about comfort, ease, but make you feel really good.
Refinery29's beauty director Kat Quinn is here with the perfect products for today's socially distanced life.
This is not a time where you want to be wearing the lipstick that cracks halfway through the day.
Including your new favorite makeup staple. It's like yoga pants for your face.
Every time I wear this, people are like, did you get a facial? What are you using on your face?
We're bringing you everything you need to know about the beauty and wellness trends worth knowing.
Our trend today, loungewear for your face. Loungewear for your face. Okay, what does that mean? Well, I have somebody here to help answer that. Joining me is Kat Quinn, beauty director for Refinery29, overseeing all beauty content and trends. Kat, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Okay, loungewear for your face. What does that mean?
Okay, so loungewear makeup is a concept that I came up with actually when I was home practicing self-distancing to stop the spread of COVID-19. And I just needed something that I could put on that didn't take any effort. I was already feeling emotionally overwhelmed, mentally overwhelmed. There was so much going on, and I knew that makeup made me feel good and ready to take on the day, but I needed like the sweatpants of makeup, right? So I needed, you know, mascara that's like as easy to slip on as a pair of Uggs, or concealer that covers everything but is soft and breathable, kind of like the yoga pants that I love to wear. So I set out on this journey to find the loungewear makeup that I love and the products that my team loves. And we put together a list of 14 makeup products that are really just about comfort, ease, little to no exertion required, but make you feel really good even when you're just sitting around in your house working from home.
You know what I love about beauty and fashion trends? I love how they keep up with life. So when there was like a huge fitness explosion and boutique fitness gyms were everywhere, you had like athleisure was like right there on its heels. And now we're all facing this really tough time. The government's telling us to stay home, don't go out, don't be in large groups. And we're like, okay, it's the loungewear time. Like, yes. Now I need things that are functional and comfortable, but still give me a little bit of boost, because nobody wants to, you know, one of your colleagues that I interviewed for a different podcast episode, Connie Wang, said you should call them depression clothes, right? Like there's a difference between loungewear and depression clothes. Like, you know, there's a difference between that old concert t-shirt that you've had for 20 years that has holes in it and a cute little sweatsuit. And there's a big difference in how those things make you feel. So I love that you came up with the equivalent of that for makeup. Things that are easy and still make you feel good.
Exactly. And this is not a time where you want to be wearing the lipstick that cracks halfway through the day. That's like, you have to put on like you're a surgeon, or the powder foundation that like makes your skin feel so suffocated. You need things that move with you, that feel good, that look good, and that just kind of, you can kind of just settle into, and also things that you can wear for a variety of tasks, right? Because you're at home, we're not really, you know, dressing up for work or specific events. So what's something that you can wear that feels good for your workday, that works for a Zoom call, that you can work out in if you need to, and it won't feel like it's clogging your pores and gross, just things that you can, that kind of move with you throughout the day.
Yeah, these video calls are like, I really need someone to come up with Snapchat filters for the video conference calls, but like professional versions of them. So like something that makes your hair look tame, or something that makes it look like you have makeup on. Like all of the tricks that I'm used to using with my phone when I want to do a social media post and it's 2 a.m. and I look like shit. And I'm like, oh, filter, boom, done. I'm like, where is that for Zoom, right? Like I really have to get dressed for Zoom.
Yes. Well, Zoom does have a touch up your appearance button, but I don't feel like it's doing nearly enough for me.
It's not quite at the level of a Snapchat filter. I mean, Snapchat filters are like a gift from the gods. So we need that.
It's so true.
For Zoom. Okay. So let's go through some of them. I looked through the list. And I pick the ones I know nothing about so that I'm coming to it in the same way that hopefully our listeners are, which is, okay, I've never heard of this and I would love to know more. So, but I have to say there's two categories that I left off, eyebrow gels and mascara. And the reason that I don't specifically want to go into them is because I don't have any eyebrows. So I'm very jealous of people who need eyebrow gel. I'm like, who are these people who need their full luscious brows tamed with a gel? And I hate you.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking clear gels because I am not in that camp either. I also went through the 2000s and lost most of my brows to those years of plucking. But when I talk about eyebrow gels, I'm talking more tinted brow gels. So these are ones that can actually go in and beef up the few lashes that you have and then sort of fill in the rest of the shape in about 5 seconds, as opposed to sitting there and filling in with a pencil. Hmm. So for me, it's the unsung hero. But no, I'm not in a clear brow gel camp either. And I envy the women and men that are.
Because I always picture like the, what are those girls? Cara Delevingne. Like the super,
yes.
And that they just go in with like a little clear brow gel and brush them up and brush them to the side and like, boom. And like, that's my fantasy brow. And so I'm so bitter that that's not my life because I was born with them. That's what makes me so mad. I was born with them. I plucked the hell out of them. And unlike hair on every other part of my body, this hair doesn't grow back, which is, you know,
right.
Kind of a bummer. And the other thing I left off was mascara because I actually, and this surprises a lot of people, I do not own a single tube of mascara. Do you want to know why?
Yes.
I am obsessed with false lashes. And if I put mascara on them, I can't wear them again and I reuse them. So I just...
Are you wearing false lashes now? Can you not get in?
You would be so ashamed of me if you saw me right now. I am not walking the walk. I am not living this beauty from home moment. I have no makeup. I have my hair not in a top knot, but in like a, you know, when you do a ponytail, but you don't pull it all the way through. It's like that little floppy loop.
Yes.
Okay. That, no makeup whatsoever. Not even like the cute stuff that we're about to talk about. Yoga pants that I was wearing yesterday that I slept in and a cardigan that my dad gave me.
I love that. There is absolutely no shame in that. Look, for me, I like wearing makeup during the day. It makes me feel good, but for a lot of people, that's not their thing. And especially now, they just want to go makeup free, messy hair, whatever that looks like for you. That is fully your prerogative. You just have to lean into whatever self-care looks like to you right now. This is what it looks like to me, but I definitely don't think everyone has to follow my lead.
Right. Well, I'm hoping this is the exception and not the rule, because I really do feel better when I put a little effort into it. So let's talk about some of the products that you've put together, the list. So the first is Ilia Beauty Multi-Use Pigment. I was drawn to this because I've never heard of a multi-use pigment. What is that?
Oh my gosh. Multi-use pigments are my jam. So a multi-use pigment is basically a pigment of color that you can use on eyes, lips, or cheeks. And you actually want to read the fine print carefully because some pigments are FDA approved to use around just the eyes, just the lips, just the cheeks. So you do want to make sure that it's one that's really been approved for all three and not necessarily just use your lipstick on your eyes all of a sudden. That is not safe. But this is one that I love, the Ilia Beauty Multi-Use Pigment, and it's a blush and a lip color. And what I love about it is it's super soft and creamy, and it just kind of blends into your cheeks. And then you can dab it on your lips as well. And it creates this gorgeous monochrome look that really mimics the actual flush that your cheeks or lips might get if you are outside exercising, doing all the things that we can't necessarily be doing right now. But it brings just a healthy glow to your skin. And a lot of people ask me what my number one Zoom tip is for Zoom or FaceTime calls, and it's blush. So if you're going to do anything to feel better about how you look on that horrible video screen, blush. It makes such a difference in making you look alive and healthy. Use twice as much as you normally would for a video call because it will barely pick up. And go to town with it, and I promise you will feel so much better on a Zoom call, even if that's the only thing you do.
That is a great, great tip. And going to town on it, you're right, because it kind of just washes everything out. Okay, so the second one I wanted to talk about, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Kosas Reveal Concealer?
Yeah, Kosas.
Kosas, okay. So it looked a little orangish to me, like a color corrector, but I thought that was actually a good thing. Tell me about this Reveal Concealer.
So we, as a beauty team, are collectively obsessed with Kosas. It is a more natural leaning makeup brand, and the pigments are just beautiful. There isn't a color correcting element in terms of orange pigment. I think the product that you're seeing is probably just one for a deeper medium tone skin tone with orange to red undertones. But what we really love about this concealer is it's brightening and it's soothing. It has pink algae and peptides and arnica in the formula. So it's kind of like this skincare makeup hybrid that feels really good as you wear it all day. And it covers both dark circles and blemishes, but still really looks like skin.
That does sound great. I love things that do double duty, where you can feel good about the fact that you're wearing it all day, like you're actually helping your skin and not tearing it down.
Exactly. And it has a brightening effect, which is really nice. We could all use a little bit more of that.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, it kind of reminded me of, are you familiar with Dragon Beauty, Nikita Dragon on Instagram?
Yes.
And she has the orange color corrector. It's definitely a color corrector. It's not a concealer. It's meant to be worn underneath something. Have you tried it?
Yeah, I love color correcting products. I think that they can make a huge difference. I know a lot of people turn toward red or orange ones to help cover dark circles. The rule is you go across from the color on the color wheel. So orange and red correct blue. So you would want to use that for dark circles. I used to struggle with acne, and so I would always use green color correctors, which green corrects red. It's opposite on the color wheel. So if you have something that you want to cover, you can kind of use that model to find a color corrector that works.
You were the first person to explain that in a way that I could understand. And I'm someone who pays a lot of attention to makeup, and that always confused me. I just knew that I needed the orange, but I would see lilac, I would see green, I would see pink, like all these different shades of color corrector, and I could never figure out why people would use different colors. Okay, the next one up, a shadow stick. What is a shadow stick?
So it's pretty self-explanatory. It's basically a grown-up crayon that you use on your eyes, and it's sort of a hybrid between an eyeshadow and an eyeliner. So we really love these shadow sticks from CoverGirl. They're the CoverGirl Clean Ship shadow sticks. I think they retail for about $10, and you can just use them in whatever way you kind of feel that day. So maybe you want to do a little bit of definition around your eyes. You can do like a really light line, or you can color it over your whole lid if you want to have all over color. But it doesn't require any extra tools. It's super easy. You can blend it with your finger. And for one of our editors that pitched this as her lingerie makeup pick, she just said it's something that makes her feel a little bit more done up that day and feel really good.
You know what I love about all this stuff? This is all stuff, like, this is a little bit of a diversion, but I'm going somewhere. So when Cold Stone Creamery first opened and I saw them like mashing all that stuff into the ice cream, I thought, oh my God, that's what I used to do when I was 10 years old. I would just take like the birthday cake or whatever was around and I would mash it all up in my ice cream. And like, who knew that that was a smart business idea? So now fast forward to makeup. Like, I remember being 12, 13 and taking a pencil eyeliner and smearing it all over my lid and then using my fingers to blend it to make a shadow, which sounds like what you're describing with the shadow stick.
Yeah, and like, no, it's so true.
And I would take my lipstick and use it as a blush. I would put it on the apples of my cheek and I would rub it in with my fingers. So it just kind of feels like, oh my gosh, you know, like these kids and teens are kind of using makeup in this inventive and creative ways, you know, because personally speaking, I just couldn't afford a bunch of stuff. And now we're taking our cues from that kind of creativity.
It's so true. I think there's more innovation now in makeup than there ever has been. And you're seeing bloggers and makeup artists launch lines doing things like what you just described. So it's something that they always did just out of necessity that they didn't have the right product for. One really great example is eye gloss. So eye gloss is hugely popular. For years, there was no eye gloss for your lids. People would just have to use lip gloss, clear lip gloss.
Did you do that? Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
I did that for years, and I would use Vaseline, anything shiny. I would just, boom, right on my lid. And now it's like a whole category.
And now it's a whole category. Exactly.
Because a lot of people are really, really intimidated by makeup. You know, they feel like, oh, the I need the brushes and I need this and that. And really, it's about creativity and play and fun. And the best thing that I think we can all take from it is there are no rules. Like, do whatever is fun and fresh and makes you feel good. Like, use your finger. Like, I can do a whole face with my fingers. So it's really great for people to hear that, to take like some of the intimidation out of it.
And guess what? If you mess up, you can just wash it off.
Right, exactly. But take a picture first and send it to your friends so that you guys can laugh about it. My sister did that. She tried to do this makeup look and it was disastrous. And she took a picture and she texted it to me. And she was like, so the clown look was not what I was going for. And I'm like, try again. There's always tomorrow. Okay, this next one up, I chose it just because I love what you call it. You call this the yoga pants of makeup. CC cream. What is CC cream?
I cannot tell you how much I love this CC cream. And when we posted about this, we had like all these people in the comments being like, if you know, you know, it's this It Cosmetics CC cream. There's like an online cult around this CC cream. And if you're listening to this right now and you love this CC cream, please tell me, because I love meeting people who are also in this camp with me. But this CC cream is really just, it's called a CC cream. That's a range of products that stand for color correcting cream. It's basically like a souped up tinted moisturizer that also treats your skin as you're wearing it. So this one has sunscreen and antioxidants in it. And even just like the smell of it is so gorgeous. And you put it on and I'm telling you, you need like the smallest pea size amount and it covers your whole face. Every time I wear this, people are like, did you get a facial? What are you using on your face? I'm like, oh no, it's all this CC cream. I cannot tell you how much I love this stuff. And this is what I wear every day. Even if I don't wear anything else, I'll wear this. And I love that it has sunscreen in it too. A lot of people think that if you're inside, you don't need to wear sunscreen, and that's false. You actually can still get sun exposure through the window. So this is like a really great, easy step to remind me to put on sunscreen, and it also just makes me feel great.
Now, can you wear it under products? Could you do it under foundation, under blush?
You will not need foundation. It is so full coverage.
Okay, so it takes the place of foundation, but then would you do like blush over it or a little highlighter, or is it it?
Yeah. I use this, and then sometimes if I am really hungover and I have dark circles, I'll dab a little bit of concealer on, or if I have a big honking zit, I'll put a little bit of concealer over the zit. It won't necessarily cover that, but I put this on and then some blush and a little bit of highlighter, and I'm good to go. And there's a matte formula and a glow formula. Mm. I like the glow because I like to look very glowy, but the matte formula is also really great if you want more of a no shine, oil-free look. If you are really oily, I would recommend that one.
Okay, I definitely am going to, I feel like as soon as we're done with this, I'm going to go online and order half the stuff we've talked about. And then, okay, the last one, love this, the Milani Color Statement Matte Lipstick. It's a super duper bright red. It's kind of, you know, it would be like, well, how would you, okay, if the CC cream is the yoga pants of makeup, what would you call this statement lipstick? If we're translating it to loungewear, is this like a cashmere sweater?
Yes, it's like the cashmere sweater you throw on right before your Zoom meeting.
Okay.
Because you need to look great at the last minute. But you don't want something that is going to feel uncomfortable and that is going to run or smear or like get anywhere. This one's only $5. But what I love about it is it's bright. It's unapologetic red.
And it looked to me like the shade of red that would look good on all skin tones, because I'm all about like representing the diversity and beauty. And I think about my mother, who is very dark chocolate brown, all the way to somebody who's the complete opposite end of the spectrum. And I feel like this color would work on everybody.
I agree. It definitely has, you know, that balance of undertones where it's not too blue and it's not too orange, that it will just balance and look great on everyone.
I love it. And there's a full list. We did not talk about all of them, but the full list, tell people where they can find it.
So you can go on refinery29.com, type in loungewear makeup products, and you'll find the 14 other products that we find that are loungewear for your face. But we'd love to hear from readers. If you want to put in the comments what your loungewear makeup is, I'm always looking for more loungewear makeup. It's pretty much all I'm wearing these days, so I always appreciate more recommendations.
And where can people find you on social media?
I'm Kat Quinn, CATQUINN on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, etc.
Kat, thank you for your time. And I'm about to go hit up like some mad online shopping because I feel like I need everything that we talked about today. So thank you for that.
Love it. Thank you.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Campo. You can also check out the Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Campo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.